I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, May 29th. 26 Quincy residents have now taken out nomination papers to run for elective office in this year's city election. There are 7 candidates for the 3 at-large city council seats, including incumbents Noel DeBona and Scott Campbell. Nina Liang is not seeking re-election. As of yesterday, Bill O'Neill, Ali Shaughnessy, Zikuang Yuan, Andrew Pham, and Jackie Carvey had also taken out papers. None of them have returned their papers. For Ward 1, incumbents Dave McCarthy and Spencer Henderson have both taken out papers. In Ward 2, Councillor Richard Ash has taken out papers. In Ward 3, Kathy Thrun and Walter Hubley have taken out their papers. Hubley has had his signature certified. Ward 3 Councillor Ian Kane is not seeking re-election this year. Incumbent Ward 4 Councillor James Devine's signatures have already been certified. Virginia Ryan is also running for Ward 4. Ward 5 Councillor Dan Minton and Ward 5 candidate Maggie McKee have both had their signatures certified. In Ward 6, Councillor Bill Harris could be facing challenges from Deborah Riley, James Coffey, Jason Loeb, and Christopher Chan. And for school committee, Tina Cahill is seeking re-election. Doug Guttrow and Emily Lebo are not. Other candidates are Frank Santoro, Tom Leung, Kate Campbell, and Kai Lee. Leung's signatures have already been certified. The candidates have until July 15th to get their signatures back to the city clerk's office for certification. A proposal for a new apartment complex at the site of the former Grumpy White's restaurant on C Street in Quincy is now under review by the Quincy Planning Board. Developers are proposing a new 3-story, 18-unit multifamily residential building with 41 parking spaces. The current proposal was downsized from an earlier plan for a 4-story, 24-unit building. After neighbors expressed concern about the size of the project, the building's also been redesigned to fit with the character of the neighborhood, and a new traffic signal is expected to increase safety entering and exiting the adjacent Quincy Youth Hockey Arena. The planning board meeting was continued until June 25th. Grumpy White's closed in 2020 after 40 years in business. Quincy Planning Board unanimously approving a proposal for a 5-story, 48-unit apartment complex for Willard Street across from the Common Market Restaurant. Plan was downsized from the initial proposal for a 6-story, 58-unit complex after neighbors complained about the size and traffic impacts. There will be 84 parking spaces for the new building. The concern was also raised about a historic granite house on the property, but the owners have agreed to gift the structure to the city at no cost. The building, made of Quincy granite, will be disassembled, then reassembled at the Quincy Quarry and Granite Workers Museum at the Lyons Turning Mill. Concerns about flooding in that area were also addressed to the satisfaction of the planning board. Proposals still need zoning board approval. Proposals for 3 new housing developments on Old Colony Avenue in Quincy are under review by the planning board. Plans call for a 5-story, 62-unit complex and a 19-unit condo complex. Attorney Ed Fleming explains proposal has been downsized based on neighborhood feedback. The smaller building that was to be used as affordable apartments has been changed to market-rate condos. Both proposals will be heard again at the June 25th Planning Board meeting. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch exploring the idea of creating a new city-owned multi-level building that would house the Adams Presidential Center, a performing arts center, a cultural center, and civic space. City is seeking requests for qualifications from companies to design the new space. Koch says the idea is still in the conceptual phase. Companies have until June 6th to submit their proposals. Mayor says a committee will then narrow down the choices to 3 and then submit them to him for approval. No cost has been assigned to the project and no location's been determined for the building. previous plan to create a multi-level performing arts center and residential complex in Quincy Center has been scrapped. S&P Global Ratings has revised the city of Quincy's financial outlook from stable to negative, but has also affirmed its AA long-term rating on the city's general obligation debt. The report says the negative rating reflects Quincy's elevated debt burden and diminished budgetary flexibility following years of rising costs. The agency says Quincy has $92 billion in debt, but has a strong capacity to pay principal and interest when the bonds come due. City maintains a high investment grade rating and a low market risk profile. Proceeds from the latest bonds are used for capital projects, including funding a portion of the new Squantum School. Now, S&P does say there is a 1 in 3 chance that they could lower the ratings if the city is unable to fully leverage its revenue-raising ability to absorb an upcoming increase to debt service costs in 2026. A former deputy sheriff for the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office was arrested yesterday morning on charges of extortion and bribery stemming from allegations that he used his position at the department to force subordinate employees to do free labor at his home. 53-year-old Tom Brady of Norwood was arraigned in federal court in Boston on 4 counts of extortion and 3 counts of use of interstate facilities to commit bribery and extortion. Brady was investigated last year by the State Ethics Commission, which found he violated the state's conflict of interest law for having sheriff's office plumbers perform work at his home without compensation. The Ethics Commission's holding a hearing for Brady's case on May 29th. He faces up to $10,000 for each violation. Prosecutors allege between December 21 and November 2022, Brady used his position as deputy superintendent for jail operations at the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office to order department maintenance workers to perform repairs at his home during and after work hours without compensation. Brady pleaded not guilty to the charges yesterday. The 53-year-old left his job at the sheriff's office earlier this month after being given a termination notice. According to the U.S. attorney, the charge of extortion can result in up to 20 years in prison. Charge of using interstate facilities to commit bribery and extortion can result in up to 5 years in prison. Check of business news. This morning, stocks pulled back. The Dow was down 244 points. The NASDAQ dropped 98. The S&P fell 32. Financial markets welcomed a U.S. court ruling that blocks President Trump from imposing sweeping tariffs on imports under an emergency powers law. U.S. futures jumped and oil prices rose more than a dollar. The dollar rose against the yen and the euro. Oil now at almost $63 a barrel. Sports, the Brewers beat the Red Sox in Milwaukee 6-5 in 10 innings. Sox will be in Atlanta tomorrow night against the Braves. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, scattered showers and a high of 64. For tonight, cloudy, a low 56. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, high 76. For Saturday, showers around, high of 68 degrees, partly cloudy, 65 on Sunday. Out on the water, waves about a foot. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 become easterly later today, a high tide at 2 p.m. Sunrise 5:11 sets at 8:11. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, May 29th.